That's a pretty good picture, I would say.
You should realize that in terms of these apartments, if you set when you, we're supposed to be a bomb, you feel that it does have sort of a political hue and the rest, I have complete confidence in you. You just add, you should take a lot of the wedding license and say, well, the president wants this or that or the other. You just don't say it, you understand?
Yes, sir.
Because there's one thing I have found that in my relatively long life that it is that when you get good men, you've got to rely on them, back them up. Don't worry about mistakes. I mean, if you pick an assistant secretary that's an ass, we'll handle them. And there's somebody down there that's schedule C's and so forth, and we've got the wrong kind of people, we'll handle them. You know what the guidelines are. The only one thing that I would tilt you a little on is this. You basically are a hell of a manager, and you're a hell of a good judge of managerial talent. And you obviously you feel that, that what we ought to go for are people that can run this government. That's important. More important, however, believe me, more important than that is the whole business of loyalty. There must be absolute loyalty, and there must be the ability that when we speak out through this government, the damn government will start to act. I'd rather get a dumb loyalist than a bright leader, frankly. I really would. You lean that line. I like you, frankly. I've always leaned to. I frankly am bored to death with frankly dumb loyalists, and we have a few around enough. I love them, but I just they drive me up the wall. On the other hand, believe me, they're damn comfortable to have around here in a crunch. To have some guy who's real loyal, that'll do that damn job. So if you just have that in mind and tilt a little bit in that direction, I know you do anyway, but I mean, when you're talking with people about it, now you take this situation in the IRS, you probably aren't going to be able to go with Webster, which is fine. But I want to tell you this, I want Webster and Colson to give us the name. I don't want an independent son of a bitch over there. I'm not looking for an independent guy, I don't know who they have in mind.
What's the name of the guy that...
In other words, just getting a good tax lawyer in there is not what I'm looking for. I mean, the guy over there has got to be... And it's not... What happened with the man who's already... The young guy who's over there, can we boost him up to an opposition?
Right. Oh, we have.
Well,
you mean Bart or...
Bart.
We have...
At least he can be this.
He moved into some super floating position where he can go
ahead and put him in that position where I would have the new man understand that he is the man, our man over there.
No question.
And he's not to be pissed on.
No question. And that's in position now.
Now, I had another thought in mind. Since that is so heavily loaded with Jews, if you could get a loyal Jew, John, that's a problem. Now, that's a very risky proposition. If you, for example, had a son, her son, Toronto. See, there's nobody that can handle a Jewish group better than one of them.
Yes.
Now, if not one on the outside, they'll chop in pieces.
Who's the tax guy from Chicago that you had on the list as a guy for several other job possibilities?
You talking about Cyber?
No. That's the Jewish one, which would be a possibility. No. Alibrandi?
No.
Something like that?
Taxman from Chicago.
He's president of a company now, president of Northern Corporation or something. Well, I forgot. There was one we had dropped, all the IRS.
I know, so you're going back.
Alamon.
We'll check it out.
Well, let me say, I do not know, but there is no appointment. But there is no appointment, Fred, I consider more important than the IRS appointment. And there's got to be a man now. Let me say on this one, Bob, here's where Webster and Colson, Webster's very likely knows most of the people in the tax bar. And I get some of their input, assuming we don't go with him. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
But anyway, superintendent.
And we're putting in place now a team of lawyers in each department who are going to watch this. These are people from the campaign, people we've got in other ways who are totally loyal. We have a 5-day school, in fact, we've got a class running through it right now, where they're totally inactive in 5 days of all the tricks and tricks, everything you can do in personnel, the importance of the political aspects of the personnel selection process. And these people are going to go out loaded for bear, and they'll be put in each department and off and running on the 1st of February.
Well, plus you'll have Fred, the deputy in the OMB.
Right.
Running the
well,
thing there, so
you've
got to get
around that. I didn't want to have you in with Ash, or George Schultz, the rest, or Cap Weiser. You're the deputy, but not for budget. Which one do you want to be?
Well, we're
the deputy.
There'll be one deputy overall.
He is going to be concerned with the budget.
He is?
No.
Not really.
No, I don't want you to don't get bogged down in the dust.
I'm not going to get bogged down.
Leave it. Let the budget. Let me say the OMB was set up in the first instance, not simply as a glorified budget bureau, which it has always been, but basically as a managing bureau. George Schultz didn't do one damn thing on the management side. We had a fairly good man. Cap Weiser has done less. I mean, that's not saying it critically either. Both Weinberger and Schultz, Bob, were basically budget men. Am I correct?
Sure.
They did not manage anything.
Schultz wasn't supposed to have been because his... But he was an academic, and Weinberger is a budget.
I know, but on the other hand, we put Weinberger in Schultz's job. We haven't had anybody doing the management job.
That's right.
Now, Roy Ash,
the whole point
Roy
of
Ash, I'm going to see right after we meet, and I'm going to see deliberately this with Bob, so that I can talk a little about you without your being here. Roy Ash, I think his dearest, fondest hope is not just to be the budget director, but to get the goddamn management.
Absolutely.
That's right.
He sees the budget as a tool for getting control of things. Not as the reason.
That's what I want you to do. Because basically, let me say, you could have done a lot of other things, and I realize that frankly, CAD and so forth, you could have done transportation, something like that. In terms of your value, your 10 times of value to appear as who's ever going to be, who is it going to be Secretary of Transportation? What's that fellow's name?
Brenninger.
I'll be a very good man. Doesn't make a goddamn bit of difference who's Secretary of Transportation. You got Kroger over there. But anyway, that's fine. You get my point? That'll come later. You got your time. But you do this job, and I really mean do the damn job, and let's manage this government. And I think it's a tremendous opportunity for you.
I
don't know that you've got enough horses over there with you.
Well, let me tell you what we're going to do.
In your shop, maybe. Because most of those guys are pit sweeps. When I say that, I say they put down their little thing that
right.
Puts the bottom number and all that sort of thing, which is great. We need people to do that. But who the hell is the guy that's going to look at the horse flesh?
I agree. We don't have the horses in the state, but we've got to get a lot more beef enough. But we've got that in the workshop. What we're going to do is we're going to have four line directors who are going to be primarily concerned with management. They'll have the budget under them too. But they're going to worry about the management. And then we're going to have, under each of those, about 10 guys like me seven little mallets in each of those offices. So that when we want to get something done, we can just grab a team who will be familiar with an area and send them out, and they can do whatever the hell we need to do in a particular department. Reorganize it, restaff it, change this policy.
The way we tried to do in the White House through the domestic council with an half-assed way and with people who really weren't capable. They were loyal always, but not always capable. Here we're going to have people who are first loyal.
The OMB part of the executive office.
Yes.
Well, how the hell can we cut it back?
We can't.
And how do we get our cut from 4,000 to 2,000?
We get it from other places than OMB.
Good.
Yeah,
we got the cut without cutting OMB. We're cutting the White House staff. We're cutting the big cut, of course, comes from OEO. That's where most of the 2,000 of the 4,000 people are in OEO.
That is known.
The cut?
It's not appreciated.
No.
OEO?
It's suspected. It's not confirmed. But that's where the big manpower cut comes in OEO.
Well,
but the numbers,
let me say,
because it has to, that's where the numbers are.
Let me say whatever the numbers are. I'll be damn sure, though, that right here in this west wind, so
we
have a damn substantial cut.
Yeah.
So that they can't say we didn't cut here.
no question. We have a 50% cut, which is what we're going for overall. We have a 50% cut in the White House staff on the non-career side. On the career side of the White House staff, we can't cut because we're dealing with the mail and the mechanics of running the place, which you can't cut down. Cutting a little bit there, but not much. The big cut will be in the non-support staff, the professional staff, whatever you call it. But that includes the secretaries to them and all that. There'll be a 50% cut on all of that. And we're down to that. I want to go over 50%. But you ought to have a general awareness of what you've done here so that you can talk about it. You don't need to get involved in it for approval. No, it's not at all. But you ought to be aware, just on a general basis.
Yeah, can you cut the Secret Service down, for example, some?
Not much.
They are attaching us. I'm not going to have around so much. That military, you're going to cut one of those up at least. You can't cut more than that.
No. And you really can't. You can't for, there's substantive reasons. No, it's really true. There's a hell of a job that they do.
The other, some of the other things we're doing to try to get control of this thing, Mr. President, you might be interested in. One of the key positions in each department is the Assistant Secretary for Administration. He controls the budget, the personnel, many of the policies.
Does each department have one?
Yes, sir. Well, Defense has Assistant Secretary Controller. They call it different things in certain places, but basically they do. We're picking those people. Ash and I are getting really some top managers who are loyal, and they're going to be our people.
I asked this, who were they before? Basically, didn't Romney have a good one? Didn't Schultz have a good one?
Schultz is the only one that has a good
one. Commerce
have
a good one?
Yeah.
This is.
I think you've got to look over those offices, take the out of the regions, and you go through there, and it'll scare the living Jesus out of these people. I mean, when they get their so-called fitness reports, let's stick it to them.
Well, this is exactly the kind of thing we can do with this kind of makeup. We can just call our assistant secretary for administration in and say, okay, this is what we want done. We want you to set this up, and we want you rolling, and we want to report on the first of each month, and what's your finding?
The inspector general role, you can perform really better from the OMB, the OMB guy that's responsible, because he is responsible for checking up. The value of the inspector general is that he doesn't have to carry it out. He goes in and looks at it and says, this is right and this is wrong.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to stay there and get it taken care of. You get a hell of a lot better at it.
we're away from that now, although sometimes we get into a crunch and we resort to the bunch of guys around the table. And it's, sometimes it works.
Well, that isn't too bad a way to do it sometimes, too.
The one thing you do, you know a guy's loyalty, you know his philosophy, if you actually know him. But what we've got to do a better job of is reaching out and finding people who we may not know about, who share our philosophy, who are capable of being totally loyal. And there are
people. There's a lot of Well, there are some, that's right. There are some, I'm sure. There's, and a lot of them, really, there are a lot. The point is that we've just been in this, we've been burdened down with this terrible myth that you have to get everything from here in the East.
Oh, that's, I know. That's really.
It's really quite there, isn't it?
The problem we run into is.
It isn't just a myth, that's it. You go for the guy.
Well, hey, let's face it.
You find
a guy that has a law school, he wants to go to the Harvard Law School. If he's a damn good fellow in the field of business administration, he wants to go to the Harvard School of Business Administration. If he wants to go to the best medical school in the country, he goes to the Harvard School of Medicine. Correct?
That's the way it's
done. That's the problem you've got.
But
now, in one area where that is not the case, though, which I will insist, is Henry's area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there, it doesn't make a goddamn bit of difference. I mean, the Harvard School of Political Science isn't worth a damn. It's a bunch of assholes. Their School of Diplomacy, not worth a damn. They're all pacifists and worse. That's the point. And out there in the boondocks, out of Montana State, you may get a better person in that field than you get out of Harvard, because you'll have some guts. That's where we have a problem.
We're putting a definite emphasis on getting people away from the East.
I know.
And we're coming up with quite a few. Occasionally we come up with an Easterner.
Hey, you can't avoid
it. We thought we had the ideal guy who was the Undersecretary of Labor. He's ethnic. He's a Czech. He'd be the only high-ranking Slav besides myself in the administration. He was active in politics. He worked in our campaign. He was
Secretary.
He's fine, except we found out he went to Yale